One of the things you said earlier this evening was that your book was a plea for a more open-minded version of atheism. In what sense do you think atheists are prejudiced?
Well, I think they're often, many of them, very aware of how religion has done bad things in the world, and indeed it has. But often they can't get beyond that. It's almost as though, for some atheists, religion is just about paedophiles, wars, indoctrination, suppression of women, suppression of certain kinds of human rights, etc. All of which, I would say, of course, but it is not the only side of the story. Religions also are fascinating, interesting, and sometimes helpful.
How do you separate what's useful from the bad stuff?
Well, I think as an atheist, you don't need to feel that you are solely responsible for constantly bringing up the negative sides of religion. I mean, we know them. There's been a lot of work done on this area. It's like anything. It's like, let's say, looking at politics. There are some people, when they look at politics, can only look at the failures of politicians, and others who set those failures within a broader context of people trying to run a state. And I think the atheists have got stuck in a discourse of criticism which can be relentless and ultimately obscures our understanding of what religion actually is and what it does.
You paint quite a bleak portrait of secular society in your book. It's a place full of lonely, lost people. If we can't, or if you can't achieve a conversion of everybody to your ideas, cherry-picking the best from religion, are we not better off leaving people believing and staying followers of religions?
Yes, don't get me wrong. I'm absolutely not attempting with my book to try and convert the religious to atheism. I think that's actually an obscene project. I am not interested. And I don't think anyone should ever try and convert anyone to anything, away or pro-religion. I think, let's just leave each other to be and be tolerant of the differences rather than always trying to convert. So this book is not an attempt to convert. If you're religious, fine. If you're not religious, fine. This is not the point of my book.
There has been a lot of research about religion and how people adhere to religion, especially in Switzerland. And it seems that the majority are, to some extent or another, lapsed. People remain members, but they don't. They're kind of saying, "I am a Christian, but." What's it going to take to either bring people back or let them take the step away from churches?
Look, I think it goes down the generations, doesn't it? If your parents were very strong believers, then maybe the children don't believe anymore, but they're kind of, interested and out of loyalty to their parents. By the time it gets to their children, so the sort of grandchildren of the believing generation, I think then you start to have problems. I think the grandchildren and their children won't any longer be, interested in the religion of their great-great-grandparents. So I think from point of view of attendance, the church has got a problem and knows it's got a problem.
Is there a danger with the ideas that you're putting forward, that you're going to be caught between the scorn of atheists on one hand and the hostility of the religious on the other hand? Are you risking that you're only going to appeal to a narrow band of readers?
Absolutely. There's the possibility that, the atheists will go, "This guy's too religious," and the religious will go, "This guy's too secular. He's too much of an atheist." The good news for me is that this book has been my most successful, most commercial book and to date. And clearly ordinary readers don't feel that, which is, tremendously gratifying. But I couldn't have predicted that. And it's one of the loveliest things that's happened.
Have you ever thought of writing a book about Switzerland, about the Swiss psyche or Swiss identity?
Yes, I would like to write a book in a way about what the idea of Switzerland is, not necessarily what Switzerland actually is, but the dream of Switzerland, which, even though it's only fitfully enacted in actual Swiss life, is a tremendously interesting dream of a society built around localism, direct democracy, financial prudence, modesty around wealth, assistance to the poor, respect for nature. All of these things are beautiful concepts, only, as I say, intermittently enacted in Swiss life. But I would love to write a book on the Alpine Republic and its ideals.